Welcome to the Board of Equalization. We'll start with the approval of the minutes from June 20th, 2023.
Move to approve.
Second that.
Sure. Motion and second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Item number two on the agenda is the appointment of the 2023 Board of Equalization hearing officers.
Okay, so we have, I believe they're all the same hearing officers from last year, maybe with
Bill West.
Okay. So they are Dan Johnson, Craig Morley, Jeff Morley, Brian Russo, Rick Smith, Bill West, Cody Hymus, Kathy Klein, and Steve Davidson. And we ask that you appoint them for this year.
Okay.
I know most of them, and I move that we approve those appointments of the 2023 Board of Equalization hearing officers.
I'll second that motion, Mr. Chairman.
We have a motion and second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Third item is consideration of the Board of Equalization.
Okay, so we have a box of files here today. We are now at approximately 250 appeals, I believe, for this year. Last year we had a total of 553, so we are pretty much almost neck and neck, correct, Josh?
Yeah.
From last year, so we'll see what happens. There's two more, well, there's this week, 4 days this week, and all of next week. It closes on the 15th, so we'll see how many more we'll get in. But today we have a box that we've already had been reviewed and decisions have been made, stipulations have been done, so there's just three motions on these. The first group of files are files where we have adjusted the market value, and there's a recommendation, an adjustment to market value, and a change in the assessment level to primary residential.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we adopt the recommendations on adjustments to market value and changes of assessment levels to primary residential that are listed on the sheet in front of us.
Second.
Motion is second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes.
Okay, the next group of files are files where there's a recommendation to adjust the market value and to change the assessment level to non-primary residential. First one, there was a fire, so the improvement is no longer there, and the land is non-primary. The next group are some of the condos that are up where the dairy cream was, and we have these on with like $1,000 improvement on and $1,000 land value because they're completely useless. And we kind of looked at it this year and thought, why are we even holding an imp on them? They're not going to be able to be livable, so we just kind of switched them off and made them non-primary. The value didn't change at all because we had them on with an improvement as primary. It was the same identical thing, so we just thought we'd do this. They say they're going to, I talked to them, they say they're going to try to rebuild one of the buildings, and they're not sure on the next one, so. But we've changed them all to non-primary because now we're just taxing them on the land alone.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, approve the following adjustments to market value and changes of assessment level to the non-primary residential for the items listed.
I'll second that motion.
Motion and second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes.
And then I should say as an aside, where you see the hearing officer is Board of Equalization. These have not been looked at by a hearing officer because the assessor's office has come to agreements with the appellants in these to either go to their value or have stipulations. So you can approve these yourself without us taking them further to a hearing officer because there's no decision you made that's already been agreed to. So that's why you're seeing BOE for the hearing officer. Mm-hmm. So the very last motion is these at the page, down to the end of page four. These are all properties that are recommending an adjustment to market value on these.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, I make a recommendation that we adjust the market values. The properties that are listed from halfway down through page one to page four.
Second.
Motion second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion passes.
Okay, that's it. We'll be back in a couple of weeks with more for you.
Thank you so much. I hope that Chairman Snow has the opportunity to sign all of those.
These you don't have to because they're already. Okay. We used to do that with all those primaries. As an aside, we probably have right now about 700 primary changes to make. We're going to bring those to the next meeting. I want to wait to make sure they don't appeal their value to and do it separately so they can be put together. So We'll bring those next week, but we don't have you sign those like we used to. We've changed up things a little bit streamlined, okay. So yeah, you won't have to sign. Mm-hmm.
Before we adjourn, Devin, is it possible to censure a fellow commissioner for wanting to hit with your hand in cramps from signing 700? Is that, do I have that authority with the gavel? Is that,
yeah.